Hey there, and welcome to another episode of the English with Spirit podcast. I'm Nikki, and today I'm going to share with you my 10 top recommendations of YouTube channels. If you like watching videos, YouTube can be a great resource when learning English. I love learning English through YouTube because, I don't know, I find it entertaining and fun. But if you don't like it, then this episode is not for you, because remember what I mentioned yesterday, English should be fun, not something, a hassle or just a boring school subject. Well, having said that, here I'm going to share with you my 10 recommendations of YouTube channels. The first of all is English with Kayla. She is an American English teacher that teaches you natural and real English. English with Kayla will help you expand your English vocabulary and feel confident to speak in English conversations. She has more than 100 videos for you to watch. She has also a great podcast that's called The English Vocabulary Help, as well as an Instagram account where she teaches you natural and useful vocabulary every single day. I highly recommend her. I think you're gonna love her. Moving on, the next YouTube channel is English with Chuchelka. The host is Anne, and she's not a native speaker, but she comes across like one. Her videos are entertaining, educational, and they will crack you up. She mostly teaches you about vocabulary, phrasal verbs, and idioms, and you can see that she puts a great deal of dedication and time on each of her videos. Now we have the English with Vanessa YouTube channel. This is a quite popular YouTube channel because I think it has over 3 million subscribers. That's a lot. Well, anyway, Vanessa has been teaching online since 2015, if I'm not mistaken. She's really outgoing and friendly. Her videos run the gamut from vocabulary to speaking lessons, where you have to repeat out loud what she is saying. She has more than 300 videos that can be extremely beneficial. I really look up to her because she has two little kids, and all the same, she manages to create great videos every single week to help us to improve our English. The next YouTube channel is English in Context. I must say, this is one of my favorite challenges, if not my favorite channel. But anyway, you will learn a lot of common English expressions, phrasal verbs, idioms, and words from comedy movies, TV series, and movies. The best of all is that she teaches you all in context, which is extremely important when learning vocabulary. The host teaches you one piece of vocabulary and then gives you three or more examples of how to use that piece of vocabulary in context. I highly recommend checking out this YouTube channel if you love movies, TV shows, and series. Well, on second thoughts, I think anyone will love this channel, regardless if they like movies or TV shows. I just used an idiom on second thought, and this is used when you change your mind and you want to change a decision you have made. For example, let's say that you are in a restaurant and you ordered a coffee, but just before the waiter is about to go and prepare your order, you can say, on second thought, I think I'll get a beer rather than a coffee. Well, moving on. The next YouTube channel that I recommend is Learn English with TV Series. I have to say, this is also one of my favorite channels. This is what they always say on a video. On this channel, we will practice and improve our listening comprehension using our favorite TV shows, movies, and talk shows to learn to understand native English speakers without getting lost, without missing the jokes, and without subtitles. That was a terrible imitation. But anyway, if you are into movies or TV shows, this YouTube channel is for you. You will be exposed to different accents since there are two creators. One of them is Ethan. He comes from the USA, so he has an American accent. And the other creator is Andrea, and she comes from the USA. I just love their videos because first you watch a short scene, then Ethan or Andrea explains all the vocabulary and pronunciation, and at the end of the video you will have the opportunity to test your knowledge through a quiz. They also have a podcast that's called Real Life English, where they share you some tips to improve your English and great resource and motivation to your English learning journey. The next YouTube channel is Fluent English, but with a U after fluent. It's also a channel that teaches you English through movies, TV shows, or series, but it also focuses on other areas. A lot of their videos are about expanding your vocabulary by teaching you alternatives to really common phrases. The host recently created a video about pronunciation mistakes and alternatives to the phrases I love you and you're welcome, which are extremely overused. What I love about this channel is that with every single lesson, it comes with a free PDF where all the information from the video is there. It's free and it's really helpful to follow the lesson and get the most out of it. The next YouTube channel is English with LinguaTrip. It's also a channel, but there are like 10 different creators or hosts. You will learn a bunch of vocabulary, pronunciation, and culture, and much more with English with LinguaTrip. What I like about their videos is that they are really short, but despite their shortness, they manage to teach us a bunch of things. For example, one of my favorite videos is about 25 advanced phrases for English conversations, and I learned a lot in just 8 minutes. So whether you are a beginner, intermediate, or advanced, they got you covered. I just used a phrase, they got you covered. And when I say someone or something has got you covered, it means that someone or something has all the resources or information you need for a particular situation. In this case, to learn English. Well, moving on. The next YouTube channel is Lingua Marina. And maybe you already know her because she is really popular. But in case you don't, I highly recommend it. She's not a native speaker, but because she comes from Russia, but she comes across as an American. Her videos are short, from 5 to 15 minutes normally, and easy to understand. She teaches you a lot of vocabulary. This includes idioms, confusing words, alternatives to overused words, and apart from vocabulary, she also gives you valuable tips on how to start to think in English, tips to pass the TOEFL, and much more. And there are a bunch more, but that's all that I can think of. You can see that her videos are really high quality. It's noticeable that she has a lot of experience. Moving on, the next YouTube channel is Casual American English with Amy. This is a new channel. Amy is the host of this channel and she comes from a southern region of the United States. She just started creating videos at the end of last year. Nonetheless, she already has 30 great videos, and according to what she said, it takes her approximately 6 hours to make just one video for about that is just lasts 10 minutes. So you can see that she puts a lot of time and dedication on her videos. She teaches you a bunch of useful vocabulary, pronunciation, and connected speech. Her videos are really appealing and captivating because she uses Doodle. And the last YouTube channel that I have for today is Interactive English. Wes is the creator of this YouTube channel. He uploads videos twice a week. One of his weekly videos is a live session in which you can participate for free, and the other lesson is a short one that is normally 10 minutes long. I'm sure he has more than 200 videos for you to binge watch. I must say he teaches you about a variety of different topics: vocabulary, pronunciation, idioms, tips to improve your English, things not to say, and much more. That's only what I have off the top of my head. Wes is also really active with all of his subscribers, so if you comment on his latest video, he will get back to you as soon as he can. And that's pretty much it. I'll embed the names of all the YouTube channels on the show notes so you can check them out if you want. I will catch you in the next episode. Thank you for listening. I appreciate it. Bye.